So let me start with this case, which I'm sure many of y'all are familiar with. It's now already 6 years old. And during the trial of a patent infringement, Qualcomm was suing Broadcom for patent infringement. And during the trial, a witness admitted for the first time that he had 21 relevant emails that had never been produced in discovery. So the judge was so outraged, you can see the judge granted an $8.5 million directed verdict against Qualcomm. And within 3 months in discovery, they found 41,000 relevant emails. So what does that say about our duty as lawyers to be forthright and to produce the, you know, discovery properly? And I might add as well, the lawyers involved in it were sanctioned by the State Bar of California. Now, there's also, depending on where you happen to be, this wouldn't apply in Texas, but in Florida, there is a specific ethics advisory opinion that lawyers may not be friends with judges they appear before. Now, of course, in Texas, that would never work because we're the ones that contribute all the money to the judges to get reelected. So, and if we couldn't be friends, that would be kind of stupid. We can just give them money. We just can't be friends with them. So it depends on how you view that. So let's talk about the case that came out last May. The Fifth Court of Appeals in Dallas issued this. Judge Mary Murphy. There's an interesting opinion about the defendant was William Scott Yonkers. And what happened was he was convicted of molesting his girlfriend. And before the sentencing, the father of the young girl sent Judge Becker a Facebook message saying, send this guy to prison for a very long time. And so what did he do? He took the Facebook message and put it in the case file and reported it.